Our music critic Robert Christgau is no fan of tribute albums, but a new effort has for the moment won him over. It's a record devoted to country matriarch Loretta Lynn.
Tribute compilations rarely do anybody justice. Recorded by disparate artists under disparate circumstances, they're inconsistent by definition. But every now and then one gels like Coal Miner's Daughter, a tribute to Loretta Lynn. Here's a portion of the title track, as sung by Miranda Lambert, then Sheryl Crow, and finally Loretta Lynn herself.
In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear.
The occasion of this 12-track collection is the 50th anniversary of Lynn's first record and first hit, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. In 1960, Lynn's sound was pretty hayseed by the standards of the time, even those of country radio. On the tribute record, however, Leanne Womack takes the same milestone song, just a little harder and more country. The ornamentation is more pronounced, the drawl a touch thicker.
We once were happy, my heart was in a whirl, but now I'm a honky-tonk girl.
Almost all the women here go for such slight exaggerations, which reminds us of what Loretta Lynn achieved for so many of the female country singers whose career paths followed hers. The freedom to make hay off the speech and sounds they grew up with, stylizing them and reveling in them. On my favorite example, Oklahoma-born American Idol winner Carrie Underwood covers Lynn's You're Looking at Country.
Get on. A barnyard shovel fits your hand. If your eyes are on me, you're looking at country.
Even if Underwood is pushing a little, she's also having a ball. So are a whole bunch of female singers who want the world to know how much they owe for Honky Tonk Girl. Gretchen Wilson, Alison Moorer, Reba McEntire, Martina McBride. Duet partners Alan Jackson and Steve Earle let loose, too. By comparison, White Stripe Jack White sounds slightly out of place, even though he was the one who reignited Lynn's late career by arranging and producing her Van Leer Rose in 2004. Coal Miner's Daughter is for country's ladies, including even hard-rocking Tennessee pop idol Hayley Williams of Paramore, who fits right in just singing and strumming an acoustic guitar.
You've come to tell me something. You say I ought to know.
That's critic Robert Christgau. The album is called Coal Miner's Daughter, a tribute to Loretta Lynn.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.